Hi, folks. It's the Agriculture Show on here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. And this is episode number 69 on a very cool December the 31st. And my guests today are Celie Diebold and Victoria Kyle. How are you doing? Well, I am lovely. It was quite a drive in today, wasn't it? You know, it's snowy and cold today.
Very snowy.
Yeah.
But we made it.
I see that, and I'm glad you did, because our third guest today, Sharon, is stuck with the weather up in good old Fergus, and so can't make it in. We'll do that show again sometime. We may try something later. So so let's get started with some songs and so on and so forth. We'll play a little promo and a few other things from 4-H, and then a song that... Victoria brought along, and unfortunately, I'm not too sure which one it is, but we'll just play it, and she can tell us all about it later, how good it was. Okay, it's the Agriculture Show, CKMS Radio, 1.3 Sound FM, on your best and local community radio station, and we'll be right back.
This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Give your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. To the larger service, make your hands willing, your health for better living.
4-H
for community and country.
4-H
respond to food security.
4-H
I gotta make your best better. Let us get together.
4-H.
Welcome to the cupola. Ready to play a little music?
Indeed. Your scenery looks a little nicer than ours. Have you got everything you need? Do you have your trusty floating guitar pick with you? Excellent. Mine is subject to gravity. Yeah, I know. Yours matches your mission patch. Gleeks, are you guys ready to do this?
Yeah!
Chris, ready to go?
Yes, Ed, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
On solid fuel wires, turn the key and light the fire. We're leaving Earth today. This rocket's burning bright. We'll soon be out of sight and orbiting in space.
Push back in my seat. Look out my window, there it goes home. That ball of shiny blue houses everybody anybody ever knew. So sing your song, I'm listening. Out where stars are glistening, I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I want to get back soon.
18,000 miles an hour, fueled by science and solar power, the ocean's racing past. At half a thousand tons, 90 minutes moon to sun, a bullet can't go half this fast.
Floating from my seat, look out my window, there goes home. That brilliant ball of blue is where I'm from and also where I'm going to. So sing your song,
I'm listening. Out where stars are glistening, I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I wanna get back soon. All black and white just fades to gray. Where the sun rises 16 times a day. You can't make out borders from a year. Just a spinning ball to fill a tiny atmosphere. Push back in my seat. Look out my window, here it comes home. What once was fueled by fear now has 50 nations orbiting together here. So sing your song, I'm listening. Out where stars are glistening, I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I wanna get back soon. Or you know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon. Yeah, you know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon.
Hi, I'm Rob Leone, the MPP for Cambridge and North Dumfries. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
Okay, so we're here, folks, and thanks for listening in to the Agriculture Show. And my guests today are Celie Diebold and Victoria Kyle. Left to right, Celie is to my left and Victoria is to my right. And Celie, you were here like about a year ago, right, I think?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah, and you were here with...
Courtney Connors.
Yes, and also you did some of the ploughing match too, right?
Yeah, that was all part of that.
That's probably the same one.
Yeah.
And since then, a year has gone by, and at that time you were the North Dumfries Plowman Queen. I should say that. What's the proper title?
Well, the Waterloo North Dumfries Queen of the Furrow.
Okay. And things have changed in a year, and now you are the Ontario Queen of the Furrow.
Yes, I am, for 2013 and 2014.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Victoria's with us today, and Victoria, tell us what your title is now.
Now, I am the new Celie. I am the North Dumfries Waterloo Queen of the Furrow for 2013-2014.
Well, that's good. So I'm just so lucky to have both of you in. It took a little while to get this organized because everyone's so darn busy, and how do you find some time to do this? And we'll hopefully Sharon's listening in. She's stuck in the snowbank up there in Fergus, so we'll try to get her back on the show. Sharon, for our listeners, I want to tell you that Sharon was a previous Queen of the Furrow for North Dumfries and a provincial Queen of the Furrow. And so it was going to be, having the three ladies here at one time would be spokesperson for the Plowman Association, and really good.
She is the only ever other Waterloo Queen to have won Ontario Queen. Mm-hmm. So that's very monumental for Waterloo.
That's right. So this is quite good for Waterloo. We're very lucky to have these people as ambassadors and spokespersons for the Plowman's Association of both county and now you as our Ontario spokesperson. Boy, what was your feelings when you first won that? It was pretty exciting, I think, huh?
Oh, yes. I was crying. I was bawling. And then when I got my presentation of my car keys, I was pretty excited.
Well, I think that's not a bad... I can see that. I don't know why it wouldn't be, because a lot of hard work, a lot of speeches, a lot of presentations, and so now you're able to... travel around the province and try to balance a busy social life with, because I know you wear another hat too, and that's with the Federation of Agriculture, which CEO is representative of the Ontario Water Junior Farmers. So we know you're busy and very involved in the community. So. Victoria, you're a student tell us where you tell us a little about yourself, Victoria. You're from Ayr.
I live in between Ayr and Jerumbo, and I'm currently in second year at the University of Guelph in Food and Agricultural Business, and I'm really enjoying that. Guelph is an amazing school. I am part of the Brant County Junior Farmers, and I'm also part of Brant County 4-H. Those are my two other activities, I suppose.
Well, you guys have a lot on the go, and it's just amazing how you keep up with it, and I'm glad you're able to help each other out on a day like this and come in. I'm looking forward to when you do our station promo. That was so much fun to hear you do that special version of that. That was great. So let's play a song first here. That I like playing the songs our guests like to hear. So I've got one tuned up here. I'm not too sure which one it is. And we had just played one by Chris Hadfield and Bare Naked Ladies by accident, but it's still a fun song. Now, this is a song that Victoria brought along the memory stick. I know Celie has some on her iPod there. So what we'll do, we'll play this one here from Victoria, and we don't know what it is, but we'll play it. So we'll be right back to the Egg Show in a few short moments. Stay tuned.
Traffic going slow, nothing on the radio. I don't wanna be another chore to check off on your list. Things you gotta do and places that you gotta go.
Hi there, I'm Mark Schwerab from Region Waterloo Public Health, and you're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Region Federation of Agriculture.
And we're back, folks, and well, thanks for listening again. Victoria, that was your choice of song. Where did you hear that song?
I probably heard it first on the radio. It's called Friday Night, and it's by Eric Pasley. And I think it just came out recently, and it's kind of just that song that puts me in a good mood because it's not exactly warm outside, but that just always reminds me of summer. It's just a summery song, so puts me in a good mood.
Oh, that's good to hear. And it had a nice, lively beat to it, so it was lots of fun to listen to.
Yeah.
So you're a student at the University of Guelph, and I'm sure that there's lots of that kind of music playing on the dance and things and so forth. So I hope some of your friends are listening in and can enjoy that song too.
Yeah.
You were crowned at the last ply match over at the Taylor Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the experience?
I definitely did. I had a blast plowing. It was a little bit cold that day. I had to go borrow Seeley's mittens because I didn't bring any for myself. But yeah, I had never really plowed before, so that was really an experience to learn about all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a lot of people there, and I also got to see some neighbors and stuff that I hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah. And Seeley, you were there. You were very familiar with what Victoria was going through, some of the plowing and some of the... Did you have to do a speech this year?
I did do a speech at the banquet that night.
Yeah. So you know all about that, Seeley.
Oh, yes. I've definitely been to a share of plowing matches now, even though my term is just kind of starting. But so I was prepared with the mitts and the coats and stuff like that. But I also did my speech that I said at the International Plowing Match. I recited it at our banquet, too, for our Waterloo members that didn't get to see me.
Mm-hmm. So it was a great day, and you know, that's true. You know, some of the little details that make it more comfortable, things like mitts and so on. Everyone forgets the little, sometimes the little things are very important. Victoria, you probably got a great mentor in Seeley, but tell us, our listeners, what you'll have to do this year. You'll be making a few more speeches. What will be your obligations this year?
I attended the Air Santa Claus Parade. That was really fun. I got to ride in a really old Model T, and it broke down a few times on the road. I will be attending the Ontario Plowman's the Queen Convention in February, late February.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you'll be having to get ready for next year's match too, with help with the you know, whatever's involved with next year's county match for sure.
Yeah. And also attending the International Plowing Match in Ivy, Ontario. And I will be there for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will have to say a speech there as well and go through interviews and stuff.
Where's Ivy?
In North Simcoe County, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Up by Barrie.
It's right near Barrie, and the population is very, very tiny. I got to see the match site. Looks pretty good. But... it's in a very, very rural, small town. I'm pretty sure the population is 29.
Oh!
It'll turn into 129 if they're lucky, right? They're good to get a good crowd out, and that's what the plowing match likes, to see a good crowd so they can raise money for their local communities and so on and so forth. So, and Seeley, yourself, so you've done all that stuff that Victoria will be doing this year, and what do you think is on your, what do you expect is on your plate for the rest of the year?
So far, I've done 2 Santa Claus parades, both up in the Barrie area, and I've been to a few annual meetings, and there are lots of events coming up, whether they're just local festivals or meetings to get ready for the plowing match. I will be sitting in on the Queen Committee for next year. Always the Ontario Queen helps out to make next year's Queen program just as good or even better. And so I look forward to that. And as well, I have about 30 local plowing matches coming up starting again next year in August or July. And I've been to 4, but we'll see how many I can get to come the new year.
That would be a lot. Like,
it would be a lot.
Like there's some plowing competition, but it's 2 on 1 weekend. But I think most of them are spaced out pretty good, right?
Yeah, there are quite a few where they're on the same day.
Yeah.
Sometimes one's in Ottawa and one's down here in Waterloo.
Yeah.
And you can't often get to both, but you can try.
Yeah. Well, the Plowman Association, Ontario Plowman's, provides you with a car for the year, I think, so you can help you get around all these things, right?
Yeah. They take my mileage and stuff for me, and it's a lot of fun. I've done a lot of traveling. I've already put over 10,000 kilometers on the car since September, but...
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it would be, and boy, you know, it seems to me, and we'll talk about it later, but you certainly learn a lot about the whole new perspective on life, where you get to speak on behalf of someone else, you meet all these people. It's just like, you know, you never would imagine there'd be so much involved, and so many little funny little things like mitts forgotten, but so many pleasurable things, like a whole group of people are really, you know, had their level of awareness of the world expanded, not only yourself, but people you talk to. They say, I never knew of that.
Yeah, it's really awesome for me, being that I don't live on a farm, and I'm not necessarily directly involved in agriculture. It's cool that I get to meet a lot of these people that are in it and are living it, and they are helping me along the way. And now I've got a whole group of friends down in Barrie, and lots locally, as well as queens from all across Ontario that I still get together with, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, that's good, and we'll look forward to some more talking about that in a few moments. We're going to play another song, and because of the way the songs are here today, I'm not too sure what they're labeled. We're going to play them, then Victoria will tell us what it is and where she heard them. We'll do this in a bit reverse. So stay tuned, folks. Keep your dials locked there on CKMS Radio, whether you're on the FM, and if you're listening on the internet, that's great, or on Rogers Box 946, I think, is a digital channel. We'll be right back.
Her grandma was a Dust Bowl born and bred beauty. Her mama was a bona fide Oklahoma cutie. Her daddy drove a tractor his whole life long. It runs in her blood. She's farm girl strong. She hits the ground running before the dawn cracks. Pulls up her ponytail through her baseball cap. Zips up her coverall, slips her work boots on. It runs in her blood. She's farm girl strong. But when the work day's done, she'll get dressed up, head into town in her pickup truck. Her jeans are tight and her legs are long. Man, she's a looker. She's farm girl strong. Cooks a mean batch of buttermilk biscuits. If something breaks down, she knows how to fix it. She likes a nice cold beer and a three-chord song. It runs in her blood. She's farm girl strong. But when the work day's done, she'll get dressed up. Head into town in her pickup truck. Her jeans are tight and her legs are long.
Gord Grant here, and you're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Sound FM 100.3 on your dial, or maybe channel 946 on your Rogers digital cable, or perhaps streaming live from www.soundfm.ca.
Okay, I'm not too sure what happened at the end of that song there, but when it kind of licked and it was really humming along. So Victoria, what's the, you remember what the name of that song was and where you heard of that?
It is Farm Girl Strong.
Yeah.
Who's it by, Seeley?
Gord Bamford.
Gord Bamford, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't really, I'm not really certain where I heard it first, but every time I hear it, I just get reminded of myself and Seeley and, I don't know, all my other friends at school and at home. And yes. I think it was just really fitting for this show, so I brought it along.
Well, and very fitting for the Queen program, because we are definitely some strong girls. And,
yeah, that's true.
You don't want to mess with us.
Well, I know you know, you said you're not from a farm background, but I you're still working at a horse farm on occasion, right?
Yes, I do. I work on a horse farm, an Arabian farm, yeah. Summerlock Farms on Reedsville Road in Ayr,
twice a week. And you're in a farm community, the Village of Ayr. I know your mom and dad, and I remember they're from all farm kids are close to the city like that. They're close to the country like that too. So, Victoria, you're on a farm in right now.
Yeah. Between Ayr and Drumbo, it's a beef farm.
Yeah, and you're one of a couple of kids. I can't remember how big your family is.
Four children, and I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest. My goodness. What do the other guys think of this show out and about with the plyme? I think that's pretty good, do they? Or they just pick on you?
I think it's a little bit of picking on me. They have some funny names that they call me.
Well, I'm glad that had the chance to do this. So I should tell our listeners a little bit about like some of the other things about the plowing. In general, you're an ambassador for the association. What sorts of things do people ask you about you talk to people and they say, hey, I also am representing a Plowman's Association, what sort of questions do people ask you?
Well, first, sometimes they have to figure out what plowing actually is, so that's fun to try and explain. And then, because our title is Queen of the Furrow, you have to explain what the furrow is. Sometimes you get a little bit more technical than they want you to, but that's all right.
So, once you get past that, then you can tell people that, this is a an organization that, supports community, encourages socializing with each other, and maybe a little bit about the history of the plyometry. What sort of things do you lead on to after they discover what you have to hear about? What do you tell people about the plyometry? Is it 100 years old now, I think, right?
Yeah, I guess explaining how that there's several local matches, and then there is that international plowing match, and that's always in a different place every year, mm-hmm. and that always usually 100,000 people go to that, and then sometimes they're really surprised that they haven't ever heard about it. But
everyone always asks why it's called the international plowing match, if it's really only kind of like an Ontario event, but yeah. We do have lots of outsiders. I know this year we had a guy from South Dakota who cleaned up in the points and stuff like that. He won like 4 or 5 awards, but it's kind of cool. And then you can explain that about the Canadian Plowing Championships and even the World Plowing Championships. And lots of people have no idea that. They kind of laugh, and then I tell them it's farmer's art is what we like to call it. And they said, how hard can it be to just drive a tractor around in circles? And I said, well, they spend between 3 and 5 hours doing this. So depending if you got horses or if you got a tractor. And it's maybe to some people not the most exciting thing they've ever seen, but there's so much more to a plowing match than plowing. Mm-hmm. So that's how we try and get them out.
So when you're out and about doing your new titles and so on, what have you been learning about that you never knew before about Ontario or about your community? Did you ever realize before that there were so many groups in your community, or did you know before that some of the economic activity that comes from a plyometry? What sorts of things have you were surprised at that challenged what you thought you were getting into?
I definitely learned that it takes a lot of people to put together an event like that.
Yeah.
And we always have appreciation night for our volunteers, because we are very, very thankful for them. And we always are looking for volunteers at future matches and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But as well, I definitely have been learning about back road directions to and from these plowing matches that are in the middle of nowhere, and the GPS has no idea what you're talking about, but haven't got lost yet, so that's pretty good. And other than that, just the whole farm community, we are all such a strong community when we all come together and work hard, and we do put on one heck of an event.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and that you've been able to enjoy it and learn some of those new things. Like, yeah, directions, you know, it's just turn left at the next corner. It's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah.
And maybe not all of Ontario is mapped on the GPS coordinates yet either. And who knows?
Not quite. All those fire numbers, the GPS gets a little bit lost, yeah. And the RR3s and stuff like that.
Yeah, it needs, I guess over in time, it'll come out to the countryside a bit more exact anyway. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. Play one more song that Victoria's brought along, and we'll be back and then continue our conversation. And we'll welcome our listeners to stay tuned. And it's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio, 1.3 Sound FM.
Hi, I'm Celie Diebold.
And I'm Victoria Kyle.
And we're here representing the Ontario Plowman's Association. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is
brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents
the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo.
Our goal is
to promote the farm community in support of the
innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of
the region of Waterloo.
The WFA strives
to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with
the needs of society.
That's so cool. Thanks so much for doing that.
You're welcome.
That's good fun. I always like to have our guests put their little help out with some of the station promo, and I can play that later sometime. So hope our listeners are enjoying that. Before we get too far, tell us about that song. When did you get the, remember, we just played that song.
How Country Feels by Randy Houser, and yeah. I think it came out earlier this year. It's another one of those summery tunes, and I thought it was kind of fun for today because it's talking about what country is really like, not maybe what you see on TV or like your imagination of some hillbilly with his overalls on, and there's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, well, that's a good choice of song. Very lively, steps right along there. You can really move to that one.
Yeah.
We should tell her just a little bit about some contact information before we get into another topic, and that is, what about websites and stuff like that? How can people find, is there a Facebook? Tell our listeners how they might find out more about the Plowman's Association, Queen of the Furrow, as much as they wanted to.
Yeah, so lots of local associations have Facebook pages, and there are lots of Facebook pages out there as well. www.plowingmatch.org mm-hmm. Is a good kind of base for you that has links to all these other medias, etc. The IPM will have a site too. I'm not sure if it's up yet, but it will be soon if it's not already. Often it's IPM, it'll be 2014, but last year's IPM 2013. But stay posted for that, and the plowingmatch.org site will give you all that information.
Okay, so people can follow up on what's going on, and that's good. So the good news is one of our listeners has posted a little a Twitter feed. Did that on Twitter that you got that message? This is from Sharon, who can't make it out today with bad weather and broken cars and things like that. She very kindly sent along some comments, and let's talk about that.
Okay, well, we just kind of want, on behalf of Victoria and I, we are always looking for young girls between 16 and 24 that want to get involved in the Queen of the Furrow program. You by no means need to be a farmer. Mm-hmm. You need to be enthusiastic. You need to be open-minded. You either want to learn how to public speak better or already feel comfortable public speaking. As far as plowing goes, Victoria can kind of explain that.
Basically, I had never plowed before, so don't feel too intimidated. You sit on the tractor and drive it, really. There's like two stakes, and you have to like get perfectly in line with the stakes and then go from there. But you do have a coach, and he's the one behind you trying like fixing all the things and pushing them every which way. And like after you're done a certain amount of rows, they like take one part off and put another part on. And so you don't have to have too much of a knowledge of tractors or plows or anything, as long as you're comfortable, I guess, driving a piece of machinery or learning how to anyway.
Yeah.
Right. And then just on top of that is your interview. So it's a really good way to practice for job interviews or whatever, showing them your resume, and they'll help you and give you tips along the way. But it's really good practice just for life in general. And it's a lot of fun. You meet awesome, awesome girls. You do get to go to the IPM, and they spoil you. You get the best hotels and food and prizes and presents, and it's awesome.
And usually the audience really appreciate you getting up to speak. You know, you have inevitably each of us brings along a unique. We say the same story. Each of us says it in a unique and special way. And as you make your own speeches or presentations, people, if you're enthusiastic, they'll hear that.
The Queens are always a big hit at the International Plowing Match, so we always get big crowds out to watch us plow and to watch us speak and just to be at the gates greeting people. They always think that's a really cool opportunity, and it is. Being one of the girls that get to do that, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I think now if I think hopefully we get Sharon on again in person, but certainly she could attest, I think, to those values that you would learn as a plow queen. It's a resume, it's to build network, just to develop confidence and all that sort of stuff. And she's been done very well. I think she's very right about agriculture, is well connected to agriculture and could speak to it. We'll look forward to that time.
Right.
I'm sure she's been a great help for you girls.
Oh, yes, a lot. Yeah, she's always there taking pictures. So thank you, Sharon. I know you're listening.
Which reminds me, I got to make sure I do that. She's like, glad she mentioned that, because I got to get my camera set up for pictures, too. We certainly got to have pictures. let's play another song here. It's just going to be Potluck again. These are unlabeled, but I'll just switch the button on and we'll see what happens. And we'll be back shortly with some more of the Agriculture Show here. This is episode number 69 on December 31st, 2013. And Happy New Year's to you all, and we'll be right back.
Clowning. right. You strung me along for far too long, cause I never gave up the fight. Until now, it's gonna hit you hard till you see stars. It's gonna put you through a world of hurt. Oh, I don't believe in getting even, but getting what you deserve. Place. You play with dynamite, don't be surprised when I blow up in your face.
I'm Subi Proud, and you're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Okay, folks, thanks for listening in again. And it's the Agriculture Show, and today's guests are Celie Diebold and Victoria Kyle. And we've been having a great time talking about the plowing match and what it's like to be queen of the furrow and representing those groups. You brought up a good point, Celie. We should probably tell people what the International Plowing Match is and where it is.
All right.
So this year's 2014 plowing match is in Ivy, Ontario, which we did mention earlier, and it is September 16th to the 20th.
Which is always a Tuesday to a Saturday, so we always try and accommodate the people that work through the week to come out Saturday, although Saturday was rained out last year in Perth. Mm-hmm. But some things to see at the International Plowing Match are the dancing tractors, pretty much lots of men that dress up like men and ladies, and they look very good, riding around on their tractors, square dancing. That's a lot of fun, and it gets big crowds out. Other cool things is obviously just the shopping and the eating, being able to watch the plowing, whether it be horse plowing or tractors, antique plowing or conventional. Mm. The Queen's competition is always a hit as well. Other things are the rodeo, which we've had the past 2 years and has been a lot of fun, Dodge Ram Rodeo. The lumberjack demonstrations, competitions. We always have an antique tractor park. last year we got to have a horse village. So there's always a few setups and stuff that are kind of unique to the county. So that isn't all. There's lots more than that. But it is definitely a fun-filled day, and I would recommend bringing rubber boots and not your brand new white sneakers, because if it rains or if it winds, you don't want to be walking around in the mud.
Yeah, that's for sure. And they can be pretty sloppy in hurries at times.
Oh, yes.
Before we forget, we played a song there, and it's sort of like, can you remember what it was, and you want to talk about where you started that one?
Sure.
Okay, good.
It's called Done by Van Perry.
Yeah.
And I probably heard it on the radio, and I'm actually excited to be seeing them. They're coming to Kitchener on January 22nd.
Holy smokes.
So that'll be a lot of fun. That's just a song. It's a little bit angry, I have to admit, but sometimes I'm just in a bad mood and I like that song. Or it's good to like put on if I'm cleaning or like have to do something, and it just gets me really motivated to like just clean up really quickly.
Just dig in, eh?
Yeah.
So do you have a song that you play to yourself on your iPod before you do Plow Queen duties? Is it, would it be a happy song or?
I haven't done that yet, but I...
There must be a song
My favorite song to listen to is a country girl song. So there's three of them. There's one by Luke Bryan, there's one by Doc Walker, and there's one by Paul Brandt. But my Paul Brandt is probably my favorite one to listen to before my Queen events.
Oh, that's perfect. That's good. I'm glad to hear that, because sometimes a song is just hits the numbers right on. Like,
yeah.
It's really nice like that. So, well, that's good. What we should do, we're getting the last bit of our show here, so we probably just want to see if we got any loose ends we want to talk about before we play our last song and so on. So we first of all talked about, you know, you guys are representing the Waterloo region and also the province, and you live in the beautiful counties of Waterloo and Brant. And you're representing the local group, and Seeley's representing the province. So same stuff, but in at a different scale, and so on. You're looking forward to. Tell our listeners what happens next week. Are you do you have to do something already next week for the Plowman Association?
Well,
the next thing will be the banquet, right?
Yeah, the next thing coming up would be the convention.
Yeah,
the Ontario Plowman's Convention, which is tied into the Queen Convention. So that's a good way for the Queens to be able to meet some of the actual plowmen and the people involved in the Ontario Plowman's Association. And for girls like me who come into it very new, as well as Victoria, it was a good opportunity. There are a lot of girls who already know lots of their OPA, but I didn't. So it was kind of exciting to get to meet them too.
And then once the plow, the season starts to happen again in the summer, you'll be going to as many matches as possible.
Oh, yeah, matches and just summer festivals and stuff like that. Pretty much wherever you can, wherever we can get the name out, we want to try. So if anyone knows of any local matches, anything really agricultural related or community invented involved, you can contact Ontario Plowman's Association and you can request to have a queen come out for the day or to have a representative. And we would love to be there and spread the word. And
that's a good idea, you know. Yeah. There's lots of other community
just festivals. Little festivals and stuff. There's a little festival in air we call the Fresh Air Festival, just a daily thing. And I was out just walking around last year and got to meet with some of the vendors who were at the IPM and some people who considered coming and did come because they got to talk to me.
Yeah. Well, that's perfect. And Victoria, you'll be doing almost the same thing on a different, like as much as possible, but there's no reason why you couldn't hit a lot of different events too on behalf of the Plowman.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you have to fit. Now, so you're back to school in next week probably.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of juggle your schedule. Not that Celia doesn't have to, but she's probably part of her quote job or what do you call it for the year is to be somewhat available for those things in between other things you do, I guess. You'll be busy.
Oh, yes. Very busy, but Queen is definitely a priority of mine.
And then listening to great music that you like to motivate you to do whatever you're up to. So anything else you guys want to mention? You know, you'd be hard at it after this show. 2014's here, a whole raft of things to do. That'll keep you busy. We've mentioned the Ply Match sites.
I would just like to highly encourage everyone to come out next year up in Barrie at the IPM, or to come out to a local match and to invite people out that maybe you wouldn't expect to come to an agricultural event. It isn't all farmers. There are a lot of city slickers and other people too. And being that it's up in Barrie, we are going to try and get some Barrie folks and as well as Toronto folks out. But for more information, go to www.plowingmatch.org and you can find all you need to know or who to contact to figure out what you would like to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's perfect. Victoria, any last words from you? Come on out and do see, watch and get involved, I guess you'd say, huh?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely quite an experience. And, yeah, I would just say the same thing as Steely. Just come and check it out if you haven't done it before because it's definitely worth your time and you'll have remember the time that you spent there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is good news. And let's want to thank you so much for coming out today. Just delightful. Boy, I hope we can share it on, and when we get that arranged, maybe one of you guys could be available. We'll just make it a nice show with two or three people on board.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. Thanks so much, Celia. Thanks, Victoria.
Thank you.
And hopefully you have a good ride home and we're all safe. And thanks for listening in, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on December 31st, and a Happy New Year. We'll play out our last song, and it's a song that Victoria brought us, and I'm not too sure what it is, but...
I think this one might be Sweet Annie by the Zac Brown Band.
Okay.
This is another newer one. It's a slower song, I guess. I don't know if there's really a mood for this one. I really like...
Just a nice
good
song.
Musicians. There's a good harmony and stuff in it, so I think maybe that's why I like it.
Perfect. Thanks so much. And we'll play that out, and we'll see you all folks next week. Bye for now. It's CKMS Radio with you, Son of Fam, and your host, Jeff Steger, on the Agriculture Show. Bye for now.
Can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me, sweet Annie.
Hi, this is Angie Koch. You are listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.